Christians are just guilty of wishful thinking. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, some atheists point the finger and actually make that claim I mentioned up front.
Yeah, John, when you talk to an atheist, it's always important to take what they say and then turn it around just to see if their perspective is any better.
Wait a minute, you're suggesting we turn things around and say, isn't atheism just wishful thinking?
Oh, sure, think about it. No authority above and beyond us to rule over us. Mm-hmm. This fuels our longing for autonomy. When the throne's empty, we're next in line.
Okay, so we can see the attraction here.
And we're not done. The absence of God means there are no eternal consequences for what we do in this life. It's like that bizarre quote about Las Vegas. What happens in this world stays in this world.
Yeah, a world without consequences. Hmm. At least no eternal consequences.
I like to listen to people who are a bit more open and honest about this. Listen to these words of NYU professor Thomas Nagel. It isn't just that I don't believe in God and naturally hope that I'm right in my belief. It's that I hope there is no God. I don't want there to be a God. I don't want the universe to be like that.
So atheists could be guilty of wishful thinking. What about Christians, though?
Well, John, it's true. It is appealing to believe there's an all-good, all-powerful being who loves us and cares for us. But it's not so attractive to learn that we must bend our knee and fall into line with his plan and purpose. Wishful thinking leads us to believe in a God of our own making, the kind that likes all the things we like and dislikes the things we dislike. Now, that is along the lines of the atheist who rejects the existence of God. But the God of the Bible is not the God of wishful thinking. He doesn't conform to us. We must conform to him.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Learn more at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.